This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello and Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Christmas Eve edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. Buy Pioneer brand seed and earn Corteva cash. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Red kettle season ends today for the Salvation Army. It started on the 23rd of November. And no doubt you've seen the bell ringers. Maybe you were one this Christmas season. Maybe you've wondered how much is going in the kettle. You know, those coins make a ringing sound of their own if there haven't been bills stuffed through the slot already. But at Springfield, Ohio, the coin might have hit with a thud because it was wrapped in a $100 bill. That coin was a Canadian maple leaf. One of those is worth about $1,300. This started, by the way, back around 1980, when gold got as high as $850. The first time it happened was at Crystal Lake, Illinois, northwest of Chicago. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's news from China today that the country's finance ministry says it will adjust import and export tariffs for some products starting January 1st. With the arrival of the new year, China will not levy export tariffs. That's products moving out of their country on 94 products, and that includes fertilizer. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, private crop analysts are lowering their estimates of the South American soybean crop because it's been too dry down there. The soybean and corn advisor, Mike Cordonier, cut the soybean production estimate for Brazil by 1 million tons. In Argentina, where still a fourth of the soybean crop hasn't yet been planted, Mike also trimmed the production outlook for that country by 1 million tons. What does Longmont, Colorado, have in common with Fayetteville, North Carolina, Derby, Vermont, and Uniondale, New York? Well, those 4 towns are among the locations where someone strolled into the Walmart and paid off layaway account balances. That meant that those balances were down to 0, and the people who'd put those items away on layaway could take them home to have them in time for Christmas. In New Orleans, the owner of the Saints and Pelicans, you may have heard, paid off more than 400 layaway orders. That was $100,000 he paid to a Walmart store to help make Christmas for some local folks. In the instance in Vermont, and most all of the other cases, we're not real sure who it was. When asked for his name there in Vermont, the man said, "I'm Chris. Chris Kringle." That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer. I'm Max Armstrong, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and have a good day.